Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. President, council members. I have a total of three items. The first two are involved with the same contract. I'm going to deal with them separately with separate motions. The first one is both are for contract 15-09, Gosley Creek Regional Pump Station, Force Main, and Gravity Sewers. And this first portion is for the construction contract. Bids were received on March 3rd, 2016. We received a total of six bids, which ranged in price from approximately $4.16 million to $5.09 million. Our engineer's estimate was $4,340,500. It's approximately 4% higher than that lowest bid. And we recommend award to the low bidder, Pact One LLC of Ringo's, New Jersey. I have a motion if there's questions. Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department that the base bid for contract 15-09, Gosley Creek Regional Pump Station, Force Main, and Gravity Sewers be awarded to Pact One LLC of Ringo's, New Jersey in an amount of $4,164,825.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver. Questions on the motion?
Mr. President, may I?
Charlotte.
I'm sorry. And I don't know, Shane, necessarily the proper procedure on this one, but in the end, it's unfortunate that we can't give this to somebody that's in Delaware. I guess that's my question. Is I know the lowest bidder was out of state.
There are no requirements that anyone be a Delaware company, nor are there any reasons that you could reject based on where their firm is.
Well, here's the question, because I mean, obviously we're a free market and the best, it's free enterprise, and who has the it's best for the taxpayers.
Right.
Do we have, being a real estate guy, as Mr. Cole is, I guess perhaps many people are, but in the end, do we have the ability to get a low bid as this? I know it's all closed, and probably this is just a silly question, but in the end, because if we were able to try to help our own, i.e. in Delaware, and say, Mr. Delaware, here is this other bid, can you match it? If you get it, if you can, you get it.
No provisions in the law.
I figured I would ask the question.
Right.
So the state law prevents us from doing so.
Yeah, that's correct. You must accept the lowest responsible bidder, and that's what Pact One represents with their bid.
And obviously this is public record, so the other guys in Delaware would see what that lowest bid was.
They will. This information was all on the in the packet.
So with that being said, is there a history res next time around they try to be more competitive? I mean, what's your take on that? Or they just do the best they can and that's it?
We had six bids, which is wonderful, and five of those, probably four of them, are Delaware-based. One is a Maryland-based, Behring Construction, which does a lot of work for us. Behring has won many awards for these types of projects, and probably often hires people that are local as well as some who live in Maryland, perhaps. The reality is, I mean, the prices, the second, and particularly the second and third bids, were extremely close to these. But again, there's nothing that indicates that this contractor, you know, we've checked references and all that, there's nothing that would indicate that they're unable to perform the work in accordance with the contract. And again, no requirements that would say they have to hire, you know, particularly local people or things like that. I think that's a matter of law.
Right.
And there have been people come before, I believe, if I remember right, I believe you've come before us and asked for a lower bid because we thought it was out ridiculous high. I think in the past that's been brought before us.
I'm not sure.
We have done it a couple of times, but when the bids came back higher than the engineer's estimates, this did not.
Right.
In other words, what did you bid? How much was estimated?
$4,340,500, which is about 4% higher. So the low bid is about 4% lower than what we estimated. Very close to the second bidder, I think about 2% separated the first and second bid. And again, other than the issue you raise, I mean, very good competition.
Sure.
And we're otherwise happy to get that competition and the bid that we have.
And exactly what are you going to get for $4 million?
Well, it's a pump station as well as Force Main and Gravity Sewer. This is on Cedar Grove Road, This will particularly help to serve the proposed DSP Troop 7 and the new Love Creek Elementary School and some other developments up there, and tie into the work that we're currently doing on Robinsonville Road, which goes out to the Inland Bays.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arnett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. The second item here has to do with professional services to help us to administer this project. The project, the agreement or amendment technically to our overall agreement with Whitman Requart Associates, as per the information included in your packets, basically involves full-time inspection of the work and construction administration. The fee is in the amount of $364,071. I have a motion, unless there's some specific questions. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that contract amendment 3A with Whitman Requart and Associates LLP for construction administration and resident project representation services on the Gosley Creek Regional Pump Station, Force Main, and Gravity Sewers contract 15-09 in an amount not to exceed $364,071 be approved effective March 15th, 2016.
Pleasure, Council.
Make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. And next, sir.
Thank you. This last item for me has to do with the Summercrest subdivision completion.
Thank you.
This, I was here, whether it was last week or 2 weeks ago, with similarly another subdivision at that time, Woods at Walls Creek, where the county was forced to pull the bond. In this case, it's a letter of credit. So we opened bids on what we're calling Project 12-30, Summercrest Subdivision Completion, on March 8th, 2016. We received a total of three bids in this case. The scope of the work involves using these funds for the from the redeemed letter of credit to complete unfinished work throughout the subdivision. That work includes installing some new sidewalks where it hasn't been placed yet. That's a fairly limited amount. Replacing damaged curbs, sidewalks, and some catch basins, and then installing the final layer of asphalt. We held a pre-bid to the meeting on February 26. The lowest responsive bidder is Jerry's Paving of Milford, Delaware, with a base bid of $255,672. Our engineer's estimate was $244,500, fairly close. The contract term is for 75 calendar days. It's our hope to get this project started quickly and be finished before there's too much summer traffic there. Probably into June is our hope, but hopefully before the 4th of July. County Council approved the request to draw the funds from this letter of credit held by M&T Bank back on March 27, 2012. As I went back in the minutes, it was actually the same meeting for which we pulled Woods at Walls Creek. Both of those were at that same meeting. And these are to be used, of course, in the case that the developer did not complete the work, which he obviously did not. There were discussions, many discussions, and continuing discussions with the community for this project, whereby at one point they had asked us to actually delay and not to come in right away in an attempt to work with a new developer. That didn't work out, and ultimately, working with the community, we decided we needed to go forward with this contract. So I have a motion.
Please read your motion.
I had a motion.
You need any help over there? Just right next door.
Next door. I shuffled my papers here. And
put her to work.
Oh, there it is. Sorry. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that contract 12-30, Summercrest Community Subdivision Completion, be awarded to Jerry's Paving of Milford, Delaware, at the bid amount of $255,672.
I would love to make that a motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett.
Thank you.
Questions on the motion? Mr. Arlett.
Just to reconfirm, my brain's always thinking, sorry. But
letter of credit.
Letter of credit.
That was pulled.
Yes.
Okay.
So the entire amount, the letter of credit, I should have said, was $312,000. So there's enough to cover this entire amount, including all our administrative costs.
Any
But this is not coming from the taxpayers.
Correct. Correct. This came from the bank.
Be very clear. Thank you.
Any more questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
What do you have, motion carried?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Correct. At a body?
Yes, sir.
Is that close?
Perfect.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to stop.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of the council, staff. My name is R.F. Etamadi. I'm one of the newest hires. I was hired in October as a utility planning technician, and I'm here before you to ask permission to post signs for a request for one lot annexation into the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District.
Here she comes.
Here she comes. We have
Amanda.
Here comes our girl Friday.
Yeah, it's my first time, so I'm
Thursday and whatever.
What's this bid on?
Oh, right there. Go back. Maybe I might have the map. There we go.
There we are.
The subject property is highlighted in that yellow hash mark. It's a 0.35-acre property. It already had a existing home on it that was pretty much abandoned and in ruins. ZZ Properties LLC has purchased the land, and they have completely remodeled the house, and now they're asking for connection to be included in the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. And Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District is pretty much on the gray shaded area, and several other properties on the west side of the school lane have been already annexed under previous requests. We have also contacted the adjacent property owner to see if they're interested in, you know, cost sharing and being included, but unfortunately so far we have not received any correspondence from them. There is a existing 8-inch line in School Lane, and the connection for the proposed house will be done through a purchase order and will be inspected by the county staff upon its construction. The property owner will be subject to payment of all the customary and usual charges of front footage, annual assessment, and the connection fee.
Do you have a motion?
Yes, I do have a motion, and I'll read it. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the expansion of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District boundary to include parcel 234-2300-23400 owned by ZZ Real Properties LLC as presented today.
Pleasure, Council. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on the motion?
Well, I have a question of these wonderful real estate people on this council. If you have a house and on that road and you're asked by the county if they want to hook up to sewer, county sewer, does that increase the value of that house? In other words, when you want to go to Florida and sell it, I mean, you can make, you know what I'm saying? Is it true or not?
What do you think? Yes.
I'm not a realtor. You are.
No, I mean, just common sense.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, usually having utilities to the site rather than a well because it's more dependable and, you know, it increases the value of the.
I mean, the choice over a septic system versus a sanitary sewer, as long as it's affordable and everything else, it's a no-brainer. I think people would much prefer central sewer.
Good.
Central water. All that stuff.
Okay. Any more questions?
Just a comment, and I would say that the builder, I perceive that the new owner believes of the same thing, which is why they're requesting this.
Glad to have your expert information.
You've asked for it, so you're going to get it.
Any more questions?
Should we send her a bill, Mr. President?
Please, no. We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I believe yes, motion carried. Thank you,
thank
sir.
Thank you.
Just take it out of her pay.
Jamie Sharp, sign ordinance discussion and recommendation.
Mr. President, members of council, as Jamie and staff are getting in place, I want to pass down an outline for our discussion today to help cover the topics that we're going to cover, as well as a second handout which shows a snapshot of the current sign.